The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. While he dismissed the crowds, and after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was alone there. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite you to be seated. The sea is the setting for today's gospel reading. Not a bad setting for a summer Sunday in New Jersey. Most of us think of the sea or the shore as a destination, a place of calm, of reconnecting with creation, mostly of good things, which is polar opposite to how people from the ancient Near East, including Jesus' disciples, thought about any large body of water, the sea. For them, the sea represented all the forces of chaos in the world, held at bay by God, but always threatening. It represented anxieties and dark powers, and is depicted that way throughout the Hebrew scriptures. And that's where Jesus compels the disciples to go. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat. Thanks, Jesus. However, since there were fishermen among them, perhaps this wasn't too big of a deal. That is, until the storm arises. No wonder they mistake Jesus for a specter of death, the Grim Reaper. And whereas the modern mind thinks of Jesus as defying the laws of gravity, his disciples would connect the ability to walk on water with God. Only God could walk on the sea. They would remember the many biblical stories of God walking on and restraining the sea. Only the divine can conquer the sea, chaos. Jesus does what only God can do, and then speaks with God's voice, using the name that God gave himself when talking to Moses, "I am." Jesus says literally, "Take heart, I am. Do not fear." See, no disciples, it's not death coming towards you, it's the conqueror of chaos and death. Notice that Jesus doesn't stop the storm. It still rages on. What he does is to offer his presence and his assuring words. Notice that Peter says almost the exact thing that Satan, the accuser, did earlier on. Basically, if you are the Son of God, turn this stone into bread, throw yourself off this cliff. Make me walk on water to you. Prove it if you're the Son of God. No wonder Jesus calls him a mini-believer, a little believer, you of little faith. The mini believer is my husband's nickname for these little believer stories. Really, that's the literal translation. You little believers. It's only the disciples who ever get called little believers, mini believers. The author Mark uses the term heart of heart for the disciples. Matthew uses mini believers. However, although Jesus calls attention to the fact that his disciples don't have much faith, he never says that there's anything they can do or even should do about it. He doesn't offer to increase their faith, and he doesn't tell them that they should increase their faith in other ways. What he does is merely describe reality. They're so wrapped up in themselves that they simply don't trust God, even when he comes across the water to protect and comfort them. The point is not if Peter had enough faith, he could have walked on water, just as the message to us is not if we had enough faith, we could overcome all of our problems in spectacular ways. The point is the description, which still holds true. Storms happen in life. We get frightened. We're wrapped up in ourselves and don't trust God much of the time. The point is that Jesus promises to be God with you, not by stopping the storms, but Jesus promises to be present with you through such concrete things as the word and the meal and the communion of saints. Also, that we can trust one who is far greater than us in the midst of storms. Even in the midst of little storms and little anxieties, such as going to college for the first time. There's relief in relinquishing control, in being put in our place. There's comfort in being what we are, a creature made by a creator we can trust. In April, I was flying home from a liturgical conference in Valparaiso, Indiana, when I experienced probably the worst flight turbulence of my life. We dropped like a lead balloon, and immediately the whole plane got silent. While it happened again, it flitted through my mind that something must really be wrong, and I got a little scared, and I even asked God to watch over my family if we should crash. Then, in the next split second, I heard a delighted little voice giggle and say, "Do it again! Do it again!" It did happen again. And a lot of us were kind of snapped out of ourselves by the little child's voice in the middle of the plane. Later, when all was well, I reflected on the irony and how that experience really was a glimpse of pure trust. The child simply trusted that since mom and dad were there, all was well. They could even experience something jarring and unexpected as fun. The point isn't that we are to be like that child, increase our faith. We can't. We are who we are, mini believers. All we can do is admit it. All we can do is ask Jesus to pilot us over life's tempestuous sea. All we can do is go out from here into our daily callings and roles to serve God through our neighbor, relieved at being put back into our place once again, by a trustworthy creator who completely knows us and still shakes his head and calls us beloved many believers. Amen.